This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Meanwhile, with the Chiefs a little bit, our friends over at Arrowhead Pride were going through basically the breakdown of expectations of each division in football. And they were alluding to a few articles that were out there about this division challenge, and Adam Schefter and some others basically with, you know, their assessment of the challenge the Chiefs are going to have to deal with in their own division. And is this the toughest AFC West that Patrick Mahomes will face in his time as the starting quarterback to this point in time? We know the Chiefs have dominated this division. They're chasing down the Patriots AFC East record, trying to see if they can get that. They are a couple years away from being able to do that, but seven straight division titles, right? So
I guess the way I view this is, the answer is probably yes. Like, it's kind of hard to argue otherwise, because this has got to be, on aggregate, the best quarterback play as a collection they've gone up against. Geno Smith is a superior upgrade to what they were running out of quarterback last year for a 4-win Raiders team. Broncos, let's say, are the same. Even if the Broncos and the Raiders the Broncos and the Chargers are the same, the Raiders are significantly better on paper, just at quarterback alone and at coach alone, if you add nothing else into the mix, and have no question about it. But I'll say, I think that there's been years in which it's been harder at the 2 and 3 spot than this year, because while maybe this isn't the toughest, they've had a couple of good quarterbacks in the division at the same time that caused problems. Derek Carr has at times at some point threatened a division against them, you know?
Yeah. So, by the way, 9 straight AFC West titles. The quarterbacks in this conference and in this division in particular now, I do think you could argue with where the coaching and QB combo pairing is at, is as good as we've seen. You're right. Derek Carr, when he was playing at his best, was the second best quarterback in this division. But you have Herbert paired with Harbaugh, who has a proven track record of success in the NFL.
Yeah.
You have Bo Nix, who looks like he's going to be a very nice starter in this league. I still think his ceiling is fairly low, but he's going to be a very nice starter in this league. And he's paired with a coach that's got a ring and has had success. And then we know Pete Carroll's had success, and he's paired with a quarterback in Geno, who
he knows.
I don't think Geno has been as good the last 2 years. His first year in Seattle, he was great. Last year, I think he was fine.
He was pretty good,
He was fine. But fine, by the way, is better than most of these teams in this division over this stretch of 9 years that they've won the AFC West.
I'm trying to go back through it. What was the division, the year you thought they were closest to losing it under Mahomes, I guess, is part of it? That year where Derek Carr beat him on a Thursday night late in the season? I mean, you know.
Probably would be the year where Mahomes missed a couple games due to an injury very early on in his tenure, right? I mean, at that point, you knew he was good, but you're still in the early stages, not knowing how dominant they were going to be. Maybe that was it. I'm bad with the exact years from the divisional perspective.
Yeah.
I'd have to go back and look in particular. I think just from a a quarterback.
From a record standpoint, it would be one of those like 12-5 years or something, maybe like in 2021.
I look at it more of just who's the coaches and the quarterbacks. Who do you actually consider a threat if there is anybody that's going to be a threat? And that's where I would look at this year compared, certainly compared to last year or the year before. I mean, this is not that I think the Raiders are winning 9 games and the Chargers are winning 12 and the Broncos are winning 10. And so everybody's going to be above X amount. I just think if we were being honest with ourselves with the quality of QB play, there's at least a baseline I think everybody's going to get.
Yeah, I agree.
It doesn't mean that there's a Josh Allen in their division. Of course not. But you know, I think now this year, nobody's starting Aiden O'Connell or Gardner Minshew. No offense to him. He's now back up in Kansas City. But nobody's starting those guys. They're starting legitimate starting quarterbacks in this league.
Guys who are getting paid money. I went back. 2021 appears to be maybe the closest for all the teams, I guess. The Chiefs went 12-5. Raiders 10-7. That was the year they beat them on the Thursday night. It made it kind of close, I guess, a little bit late in the season. Chargers were 9-8 and the Broncos were 7-10. So all the teams were at least respectable, but I don't expect it to be way harder than that. One of the four teams in this division is going to be 7-10. One of these teams is going to be, and it's probably the Raiders, right? In fairness.
Yeah.
It's probably them again, and that they won't get up and running fully in year one, and Ashton Jeanty can't just ride them into, you know, a 10-win, 11-win season. I still think the biggest problem with saying this is the most difficult, and this is where they'll always run into this problem. Yeah, it's more difficult than the AFC East, but there's still a sizable drop-off between Patrick Mahomes and, at the very least, Bo Nix and Geno. And, like, or depending Herbert, on where you want to put Herbert in there as well.
Yeah, by the way, where would you rank out the quarterbacks real quick? Not what we think their careers are going to be. Right now, Herbert is still the second-best quarterback.
Herbert, Geno, Bo Nix after Mahomes.
Ooh, see, I would actually put Geno. So I would flip Geno and Bo. I think the way Geno played last year, that level is not any better than Bo Nix. Now, have I seen better years out of Geno? Yes. Can he get back to that is the question. I'm not sure he can. I think, you know, Bo Nix, ceiling wise, as I said, is low. But if we're just basing off what I saw in the last calendar year, Herbert would be the second best quarterback in the division, then Bo Nix, then Geno. But Geno has a chance with Brock Bowers and Pete Carroll again and all that to try to show that they can. I think Geno is just, he got paid, good for him. He revitalized his career. Got paid twice now, I guess. And he last year was a very, very average quarterback in Seattle.
He was, and I guess this might just go back to the thing that, like, if you make me rank out how things typically go in the NFL, Bo Nix, to me, is one of the 5 most likely regression candidates at the quarterback position. That would be a very common turn from year 1 to year 2, and everybody gets tape on you. And even if, like, the Broncos are going to require everyone on their offensive line to stay healthy. They had the best offensive line in football last year.
And they'll have that again, though, this year.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Presumably.
You know what I mean? Right? Like, they have the same players, I should say. I don't know if they'll be the best. But
so, like, the question for me is always, like, the way the Chiefs, the injuries are kind of an ebb and a flow. You lose one guy in there. What does it look like? How does Bo handle a little bit of pressure? Those things, I still got a little bit of question about. We'll see. I'm not anti it. I would rank them. I'd say it's close. I'm not saying, like, Geno's way better than Bo. I would just still probably technically rank.
I wonder if it's
Geno
a little bit harder, not because of the court, not even because of the quarterback stuff, but because of the coaches and the way that they've continued to build the teams around the quarterbacks. Like, if we just go off of last year alone, the Raiders were competitive at times, but they weren't that great. They already upgraded, of course, in Geno, but they get Ashton Jeanty, continue to add a little bit. They re-sign Max Crosby. The Chargers only got a little bit better. They've already had the quarterback, already had the coach. Broncos got better on the defensive side of the ball, as well as some of the things that they did on offense as well. It feels like this is just in terms of memory, not necessarily because, yes, Derek Carr, I think, is better than Geno Smith was or better than Bo Nix is and probably as good as Justin Herbert has been in terms of production in one single season. But I think it's more of the outlook of what the teams look like that makes this actually really difficult for the Chiefs in comparison to years past in terms of winning the division. I think we easily could see 2 AFC West teams make it again, and it could be 10-7, 10-7, and 11-6 or 12-5, you know, as the division winner.
I might just be too comfortable. I still think the Chiefs are going to win the division by 2 or 3 games. Every year.
I think they'll win
every year. I don't know. Maybe it's not that, but
my thing has been, okay, you know, if you think the Chiefs are going to win fewer games, and I do, they're not going to win 15 this year. Okay, let's say you even think they lose 3 or they win 3 fewer. Okay, that's 12. The Chargers 111, the Broncos 110. So you're still saying in that scenario, the Chiefs are regressing by three wins, and the Chargers have to improve by potentially two to win it outright, one to force a tiebreaker. The Broncos have to improve by two to force a tie in this hypothetical, three to win it outright. Like, that's my struggle. The Chiefs can regress by three. The Chargers, to win it outright, have to win, you know, improve by two. And by the way, two from 11 to 13, that's a big jump. So that's where, yeah, I still think the Chiefs are winning this division. I don't know if they win it by two or not, Cody, but we've gone through this year after year, and I understand that the Chiefs for the next decade will not the next decade are not going to win it. Okay, the Patriots didn't do it. The Chiefs are not going to win 20 straight division titles. I fully understand that. But Mahomes is still in his prime. Andy Reid is still coaching. Kelsey's still on this team. Chris Jones is not 36 years old yet. There's too many things here where this is, to me, not the year where it happens.
I think it was the Chargers ahead of the Broncos last year, correct? The Chargers were higher.
They won 11. They won 11 games.
That makes me think that Denver is the one. If there is a team that's going to beat the Chiefs in the division, I actually think it's the Broncos, because the way the third place schedule would line up compared to the second, plus the defense, and you mentioned the offensive line. In terms of positional grouping, the Broncos, I think, might have a stronger stronger O-line than the Chargers
do. The Broncos' defense is legit,
I don't know who Bo Nix has thrown to a lot of times. Like, I'm still not impressed by their weapons.
Vele is the guy.
Yeah, Vele, like, if you're even mentioning that.
Vele and Sutton still, right? I don't think they added anybody in Troy Franklin, I guess. I don't know if they added anybody.
The wide receiver room for the Denver Broncos heading into the season. Cortland Sutton, obviously, is the headliner. He's legit. Cortland Sutton, Marvin Mims, Devon Vele or whatever, Troy Franklin, Pat Bryant, Trent Sherfield Jr., Evan Ingram, they did bring in at the tight end.
Yeah.
Who's their running back? Because they lost Javonte.
They drafted what's his name? Oh my gosh, R.J. Harvey. Yeah.
Right.
R.J. Harvey. Did you guys see that whole thing? R.J. Harvey, Sean Payton sent out a tweet. It was something like his daughter approves of the pick or something like that. It was like a weird Facebook or Twitter
weird thing
post.
To say.
Yeah. Because his daughter was interviewing R.J. Harvey or something.
Oh, got it, got it.
But
okay.
The way it was done was a little weird. But anyway,
sounds
R.J. Harvey,
bizarre.
Omar. We got a bunch of young running backs. And this was our whole issue with the Chiefs backfield. But whatever, Hampton, Harvey, Genty, three new running backs. Obviously, as we know,
everybody go. I told you, same plan. Let's do it again. Veteran coach. Now we all got our running back. What else are we guys going to do next year? You guys want to, they have like a cookout together and try to like collude with one another to try to figure out some way to beat the Chiefs in this division for the first time in a decade.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with
classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.